주시. 깔깔이 is my heel. 두꺼운 아이야. 부르신 대로 울트라 그 기억감이 가이다. Yes, yes, one day on my head.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Sunday, and you're listening to One to One here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Stranger in a strange land.
Well, it's a nice way to get things started on a Sunday. Yeah, it is. Yeah, nice way to get things started. We just heard from Janet Joplin. Janis Joplin in the holding company, big brother in the holding company, with Down on Me, taking it back there in the archives some years ago. Also, new music from Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps doing Ain't Nothing for Certain. And also, we heard from Margo Price. Margo Price on a tribute to Leon Russell. And she is doing Leon's Stranger in a Strange Land. Yeah. This is 1-to-1 on a Sunday here at WRCT. To let you know that one of the members of the Marvelettes passed away earlier this week at age 78, and I wanted to get that out there. But more importantly, and not that her death is not important, but she's part of that famous group, but the tune that she that was sung by them, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, has been done by many artists down over the years, Grace Jones and more. And it was originally penned by Smokey Robinson. And of course, if it was penned by Smokey Robinson, it came out of Motown. And listening to the tune, you could hear a familiar harmonica player on there. I wonder who that was.
I'm feeling insecure.
That was one of our newer artists on the scene for you to check out. It was Phylonna Michelle doing a tune called Self-Conscious. And getting back to the Marvelettes, I wanted to let you know that the member of the group who passed away this week was Catherine Anderson Schaffner at age 79. She was 79. She passed away right after midnight. Right after her birthday. So I wanted to let you know that that was Catherine Anderson Schaffner. And let's hear another tune from the Marvelettes in memory of her.
Yeah. about this.
What's up? It's Friday, so I'm gonna keep it black, but I'm gonna keep it brief. White people, I need you to get your fellow whites.
And which white is it this time, you ask?
Rolling Stone magazine co-founder Jan Winner. While he was promoting his book Masters, which who gonna tell him? It's a collection of interviews with artists throughout his career. Winner sat down with the New York Times to do an interview. There he discussed who he thought best represented rock and roll's impact on his world. He says John Lennon, Bob Dylan, Mick Jagger. Fine, to each his own. But when asked specifically about his exclusion of women and black artists, this man fixed his mouth to say, as for the women, none of them were as articulate enough on this intellectual level. Huh? None? As for the blacks, he said maybe Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield. He threw Stevie Wonder in there as well and stated that they just didn't articulate at that level. And I'm just trying to figure out what Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and Curtis Mayfield you was listening to. But that's not all. He then went on to say, for public relations sake, maybe I should have gone and found one black and one woman artist to include here that didn't measure up to the same historical standard just to avert this kind of criticism. Black people's racism don't even be elevated no more. Y'all either be sounding like you literally been living under a rock or that it must be crack. Like, is it drugs? Musical preference is not a problem. Everybody like what they like. But it's the blatant attempt at undermining black brilliance and committing black erasure that we just can't hold space for anymore. Let's start with the obvious. Rock and roll? Come on, dog. That's literally our
I have already talked to y'all about Big Mama Thornton, B.B. King, Lil Richard, Fast Domino, Chuck Berry, and the fact that rock and roll was born from black artists, most notably a black queer woman by the name of Sister Rosetta Tharpe, making music between the 1930s till her last known recording in 1970. This lady was classified as a gospel singer, but pioneered the use of distortion while recording music, and by playing electric guitar, pushed gospel music into the secular realm, and then became known as the godmother of rock and roll. Also, Stop Playing and star Amber Riley in the biopic, ooh, if we can get off the strike. Anyway, to even suggest that black people and women are unable to operate at the same frequency of these so-called masters is nuts. And how you gonna call the book masters and not include the literal masters that brought you and them white boys a whole genre? Woo! It's also giving eugenics, my boy. Race science. Not a single black person in the history of music meets your criteria. Over there doing mental gymnastics just to be racist, and now look at you, done lost your job. Shortly after the article's publishing, Winner was asked to step down from his role at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His cavalier flippancy towards two entire demographics just reiterates that anything of quality and substance has to be born out of whiteness. And it's the tentacles of this idea that continues to impact the industry today. For instance, there are so many black rock and roll artists like Brittany Howard, Willow Smith. Lord, we didn't even talk about Tina Turner. You gonna disregard the lady on her deathbed? Same goes with country music. We brought y'all the banjo. Y'all remember how they did Lil Nas X about Old Town Road until Billy Ray Cyrus hopped on the track with his hat down, cross down, what, living like a rock star? Which was the inverse of how they did Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks at the 2016 CMA. They feel so comfortable dubbing themselves as the arbiters of all that is holy and good and position themselves as gatekeepers anytime a black artist shows and proves that anything you can do, I can do just as well or better. Just recently, Victoria Monet shared that her team was told that it was too early in her story for a main stage VMA's performance, despite the fact that this lady had some of the most viral moments on the internet this year and boasts an extensive career writing music and making hits like Do It by Chloe and Halle and most of Ariana Grande's hit album Thank You Next. What are we talking about? Every award season, y'all don't want to give Beyonce her things. One of the quotes from the voting committee for the last Grammys, which included Jan Winner, by the way, literally said, with Beyonce, it's just the fact that every time she does something new, it's a big event and everybody's supposed to quake in their shoes. We're not supposed to quake. We just quake because it's just that good. And just because you ain't put it down good enough to make nobody quake in a minute don't mean you got to be a hater. But, well, maybe I guess you do.
As I think back a few years ago, and I believe it was the time where Bob Davis from SoulPatrol.com, and myself were covering the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. And back then it was not in Cleveland, as they later moved it to, but it was in New York City at the Waldorf Astoria. So we were at the rehearsal, and the house band for the event was Paul Schaefer and the Late Night Band, which included Will Lee and, sister's name escapes me. It'll come back to me, though. Felicia Collins. And talking to them, interacting with them, interacting with all the members of the Dells that were alive at the time, and just checking out the rehearsal, you know, checking out the rehearsal and some of the different artists and what they were going to go through, what they were going over during the ceremony. So Jan Winner, editor of a Rolling Stone at the time, and I believe he just stepped down, he was just casually sitting around talking to one of his musician friends. So I said, well, since I'm getting these different interviews, let me go see if I can get a couple minutes from Jan and to talk about the ceremony, you know, and how important it is. So I proceeded to, you know, walk over to him, you know, no problem. No one stopped me. There was any security or anything like that. I walked over to him and talked to him about maybe doing a brief interview. obviously he was not paying attention to what I was asking him, or he was just being plain rude, because I guess he felt that, as Lene explained, that I wasn't intelligent enough to ask him some questions. So what he proceeded to tell me, and after I told him I was from Pittsburgh and everything, and I was with soulpatrol.com, which he was very aware of. So he proceeded to tell me, well, call my office and make an appointment to talk to me. I'm like, well, Jan, how come we can't just do it now? Because I'm from out of town. I can't just call you up and make an appointment like that. I mean, this is only going to take a couple minutes. So he was very rude, very condescending, and gave me a very bad taste in my mouth as far as like he goes. Well, you know, I've read Rolling Stone magazine off and on down through the close to 40 plus years that I've been on the radio. And even before then, you know, back in high school and stuff like that. But I never really collected them anyhow. But what I proceeded to do when I got back to my place here in Pittsburgh, took all my old copies and just threw them in the garbage. It wasn't worth me like even keeping anything that he was a part of anymore. Now, he is on the, he was on the committee to nominate artists to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. One artist that I mentioned a whole lot is Pittsburgh's own, well, Holmes' own, Betty Davis, or Betty Mabry, as people know her by as well. So, you know, so I've always been advocating that she be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and not people like Chrissy Hyde or the Pretenders and some of these other women rockers that Betty preceded. And Betty led her own band, and Betty wrote her own music, and this and that and the other. So it left a very, very, very bad taste in my mouth. And Bob Davis will tell you how I felt after that happened. It was like very, very, very rude. So nothing is not far from the truth from what Lene was saying in her commentary about Jan Wenner. He's never nominated any women. Well, he's never had any women on there until recently. Wasn't until recently, then the past 3 years or so, that hip-hop started getting put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or even a category, over the last, I'd say, 10 years or so? So that's part of my story, and I'm sticking to that. Jan Wenner is not a nice person. I don't like the guy. And that's it. You're listening to One to One here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Kevin Amos for you on a Sunday. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I remember when I was a little boy, watching my daddy playing his guitar. Everywhere we went, people seemed to know his name. I wonder how he got so much fame.
So much fame.
Passing on down.
Down.
Passing on down.
Down.
Passing on down.
Down.
Passing on down.
Down. Sing like you, play like you. Do the things that you do.
Now, Chris, you're my oldest son. I'm so proud of all the things you've done. I've been playing for many, many years. I got many, many, many years to go. There's one thing I want you to do for me, son. Pass it on down.
Down.
Pass it on down.
Down.
Pass it on down.
Down.
Pass it on down.
Down. Sing like you, play like you, do the things that you do.
Side. I won't stop. I keep on playing the blues. That's all I know to do. Oh, that's all I know to do. Well, well. Let me tell y'all. Pass it on down.
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 Chris, I'm real proud of you, son.
Thanks, Dad. I'm just doing what you're talking about.
Just continue to keep the blues alive, son.
I don't have any choice, Dad. It's in my blood.
Pass it on down, son. Pass it on down, son.
Talking about hard times. telling y'all about hard times. If it wasn't for my baby, think I'd lose my
Thank you, thank you. Brother D-Vibes on the keys. Yeah.
Well, all right. Some artists that we heard from in this past hour. One of the artists was one that's very familiar to you guys. Was Kristone Kingfish Ingram. New tune from him called Hard Time. That's from Live in London. Also, Chris Beard featuring Joe Beard with Pass It On Down. Candace Ivory with Me and My Chauffeur. Johnny Rawls doing Walking Heart Attack. Jimi Hendrix, If Six Was Nine. Yeah, also commentary from Vinay Vinay. The Marvelettes doing Please Mr. Postman. Philana Michelle of Self-Conscious. The Marvelettes once again with The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. Janis Joplin, Down on Me. Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps, Ain't Nothing for Certain. And, hey, Stranger in a Strange Land. Yeah, Stranger in a Strange Land. A live version of that from a tribute to Leon Russell. WRCT Pittsburgh, the station that you're listening to right now. This is 1-to-1 for Sunday.
One, two, three, ho!
Talk.